This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Hope you ins had a great 4th of July weekend. I was just talking to Kale and Amanda from Y108. I said, is this the most Monday of all Mondays? And they agreed that it is when you come back from winter break after the holidays, after New Year's, and you've got nothing to look forward to for 3 months except for shoveling snow. That's a bad Monday. Texter writes in, the first Monday after a long vacation. Yeah. That's kind of what this one feels like.
Yeah, it is. I liked that it was on Friday though this year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'll take it all day. I mean, I'm sure we'll all take it all day, but.
Yeah, instead of it being like a Wednesday and you got to work 2 days, then you're off, then you got to work two more days.
Or a Saturday.
Yeah.
Where you don't get the extra day.
I think usually we get the Friday beforehand or the Monday after. Yeah. I think so. I could be wrong about that. I don't know. Jason Mackey texted us a picture that was in the Post-Gazette today of a giraffe at the furry convention. He said, you guys got to show this to Kaboli. It's a picture of Doran from the furry convention this weekend.
Yeah, well, I left that out. I mean, that was a part of my weekend as well. That's why I'm dragging. Having to drag around that big giraffe costume was tough. So I really didn't want to talk about it, but Mackey, you know, being the investigative reporter that he is, did probably see me.
We got to send that to Kaboli. He'll be on with us from 8 o'clock until 9 this morning. He had to move things up an hour, shift things around because he's going on vacation. I saw the furries when I was on the boat. They were all on the Gateway Clipper. We waved to them.
They waved back?
Yes. I have never seen anything quite like that, where it was 90 degrees yesterday, and you've got all these dancing furries on the top deck, and then, you know, you can see through the windows, and this is what sent me. You've got this, like, iguana sitting there at a table eating. We can see through the window. It's just very jarring. Just someone dressed in an iguana costume and, like, reading the newspaper. And, like, you expect them to just drink a cup of coffee. It's just so strange to me. But, hey, people are into what they're into. I'm not going to judge them. And they boost the economy. You get thousands and thousands of these weirdos. I shouldn't have said that. Thousands and thousands of these people who like what they like, and I'm not going to judge them, that just pour money into our economy.
Yep.
It's weird when you see that many in the one place, though, on the boat. There's a ton of furries. Give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Things we missed over the weekend. We didn't get to talk about this. Omar Khan gets a contract extension. And I think when you evaluate Ben Cherington, you look at the lineup and you look at the guys that he's drafted and you see who's made it to the big leagues, who has produced, what their numbers are, what their war is. And they've never had a winning record under that guy. And it's pretty obvious he has not done a good job. The pitching's great. He did a great job with the pitching. I mean, his best pitching staff in the National League. But you're judged by wins and losses. When I think about Kyle Dubas, I've kind of split it into two parts. Initially, he wanted to win. That's why he got Carlson. That's why he signed Graves. Ugh. That's why he brought Jari back, two-time All-Star. You wanted to win. Didn't. So I think failed the first portion, but now he's on to the rebuild portion, and I think at least philosophically, I'm going to trust the process. We'll see if it works out. But I think he's actually been a pretty easy eval. Failed to win, and then pivoted, and we'll see how the pivot goes. I don't know what to do with Omar Khan, man. The Steelers have absolutely changed their MO under Khan. They've been aggressive as hell. They've turned over the quarterback room for two straight seasons. They've had a different starting quarterback now for, what, five? It'll be five straight years. He's made trades for DK Metcalf, the huge trade the other day. Minkah Fitzpatrick goes out, and you bring in Jalen Ramsey, and you bring in Jonnu Smith. I mean, shoot, even trading Chase Claypool for a second-round pick is something that I'm not sure would have happened under Kevin Colbert. Like, you can absolutely look at what he has done and say they operate differently.
Uh-huh.
But it's so hard for me to assign points to him and not to Tomlin, or to Tomlin and not to him. And we know Tomlin has such a say in what they do. Like, I think, and we've talked about this a bunch, Deontay Johnson gets shipped out because Tomlin wanted to ship him out. I think the same is probably true about George Pickens. But was Minkah the same way? Maybe. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know how to grade Omar Khan. Long wind away of me saying that. He's done a lot of good stuff, but again, they haven't won a playoff game.
Right.
And we always kill Tomlin for that. He's been here for 3 years now. We probably should crush Omar for it, too. So what do you make of this extension? What do we make of what Omar's done so far?
I think it's a good extension because I'm going to judge him in the next 3 years based off of how this offensive line comes together, because that, to me, it was the smartest thing to do whenever he was hired, was and Andy White was hired as well, was that you have to start up front, and they've really kind of pushed their chips in. I mean, you got two first-round draft picks. You have a second-round draft pick, a fourth-round draft pick. And then, you know, there are four young guys on this offensive line. If that doesn't pan out, then I'll assign the grade. That's really where I come to. But I also...
I think that's fair. I think that's well said before you continue. Yeah.
My initial grade is pretty good, and why I think this is pretty good, because he has made it different. No, it isn't the status quo Pittsburgh Steelers that we are used to. Like, he has made trades, big trades. Get DK Metcalf. Trying to use a two-quarterback system, getting an old veteran who's going to be a Hall of Famer, and getting a young guy that runs a 4.3 40, and saying, all right, let's roll the ball out here. Let's see how good we can have this quarterback room. It didn't work. Okay, but at least he's trying to do different things. There's not one thing, really, that they haven't tried to do.
Well, and Colbert drafted Kenny, and then that's when he stepped down.
Right.
So his first draft, he doesn't even have to get that as a negative. Like,
his first draft's Broderick's draft.
Broderick Jones, Joey Porter, Keanu Benton, Darnell Washington, Nick Herbig. I think most of those guys, good players.
Yes.
Now, Joey, you'd like to see take another step this year. Darnell's been good for a third-round tight end who didn't have cartilage or whatever it is.
Yep.
Knee. Keanu Benton, I wanted to see more from last year, but I do think he's an arrow-pointed-up guy, to use their verbiage. That draft, probably a failure, though, if Broderick Jones doesn't pan out, to your point. I look at last year's draft. Faltanu, TBD. Zach Frazier, feel pretty good about it. Roman Wilson, TBD. Peyton Wilson, feel pretty good about it. Mason McCormick, feel pretty good about it. In all of these drafts were universally praised in the immediate aftermath. This year, Harmon, Caleb Johnson, Jack Sawyer, Y.A. Black, Will Howard, Carson Bruner, Dante Kent, obviously all of those guys are TBD. But then you hear Andy Weidel sets the draft board for him. So do we give him credit for the drafts? You have to, right? Because he's the damn GM.
Give him some credit. I give him more credit for the deals that have been made and the trades. That's Omar.
Yes.
The money.
Yes.
Moving around the money. Now, whenever TJ's deal gets done, how does it look? Where do they save money? He's very good at that.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing in Patrick Queen, how they save money. I don't know if it was initially or now.
I think it was only like an $8 million cap hit last year.
Stuff like that, you got to give him credit for.
I'm with you. And so while we look back to try to evaluate the job that he's done so far, I would like to stop the conversation briefly because you hit on something that I want to make sure I put out there too. Yeah, they did what they should have done. They absolutely should have given him an extension. if they felt like the time was right, if this is when he was up for it, then yeah, he hasn't done anything to make me say he doesn't know what he's doing. I think the contrary. But it's so hard to, and they do this on purpose, to parse out who's in charge of what. They want it to be murky.
Yeah. Yeah.
It gives every one of those guys cover. And I would be interested to hear what Starkey has to say on this, weirdly, because Starkey went from giving this offseason a B to a D because they didn't fire Tomlin. Well, we know Omar Khan ain't going to fire Tomlin. So for everything that he's done this offseason, you would think Starkey would give him a B then. Like from a personnel move right. standpoint. And I can't think of one personnel move that they made this offseason that I don't like. You'd still like to see if there's another wide receiver coming down the pike or another safety, but up until this point, been pretty damn good.
I mean, even Mason Rudolph coming back, I thought was a good signing at the time, because you're basically telling Mason, well, this is what we could read into it from where we're at right now to where we were when Mason was like the only quarterback on the roster. They're like, Mason, you're going to be the backup quarterback. And he's a good backup quarterback.
Yes, he is.
That's a good play for $4.5 million. That's a good play. Somebody that's familiar with the, like, not familiar with the offense, but familiar with the franchise.
Yes.
Like that was stuff like that. Those little things. And then paying them the money that they paid him too. And in the back of their mind thinking like, okay, like if in a crazy world, he has to be the starter, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
Like we'll live with that for $4.5 million.
Right. If, you know, break glass, case of emergency. Like if we swing and miss on Rodgers and we got to go with Rudolph. All right, we'll go with Rudolph. He took us to the playoffs a couple of years ago.
Aaron Rodgers, $10 to $13 million,
which gave them flexibility to make the move that they just made.
That's not Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin wanted Rodgers, but he looks at Omar's like, all right, get this done so we can have like so it doesn't break our back.
Yes,
and Omar does.
Tomlin has loved Jalen Ramsey for a long time. He brought it up in a random press conference when the Steelers weren't even playing the Jags. Someone asked him about meeting with guys at the combine, and yep. he brought up specifically Jalen Ramsey. But I don't think Tomlin would ever have thought, oh, we can go get Jalen Ramsey, unless Omar Khan says, hey, we can actually make this work.
Right.
You want to get better in the slot? You want to get better at corner because it's such an important position? We can actually do this. I don't think it would have gotten done with Kevin Colbert. And I've said this a million times. I think Kevin Colbert has an argument to be a Hall of Fame general manager. And it wasn't great at the very end. And so people hold that against him. Fair, whatever. I think he's a Hall of Fame kind of GM.
Yeah.
But I think he's a football guy. And that's not to take away from Omar Khan and what he might know about the game. But I think he sees things in a way that Kevin didn't. Kevin's Steelers were drafting, developing, and they had a lot of success doing that. Omar says, sometimes I ain't got the patience for drafting and developing. That's a big part of it. But if I want a guy, I'm going to go get the guy.
Uh-huh.
And retroactively, it makes me feel like they were going to get the Brandon Ayuk deal done. All it took was Ayuk saying, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
And it would have happened. So I don't put that L on him. I think it would have happened if Ayuk had signed off on it. So how do we feel about the Kevin Colbert extension? Ha ha ha. The Omar Khan extension. 412-928-9370. Want you to weigh in on that coming up next. And the best caller on this subject will win two tickets to see Pantera at the Pavilion, Doran, at Starlake on July 15th. 412-928-9370. Bottom of the hour. We'll start looking at some of these college quarterbacks. It's a good time for that. Some of the marquee games of the college football season. I think we're only 7 Saturdays away from Pitt, West Virginia, Penn State all kicking off, Doran. Getting here.
Can't wait.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So we said we were going to talk about these college quarterbacks. Steelers will be in the market for one, you would think, in the first round of the 2026 NFL draft. College football season just 7 weeks away. And USA Today has ranked the top 25 quarterbacks in college football. Not necessarily ranked in terms of how they're going to be viewed as prospects, but just ranked in terms of predicted production. And there's a couple of guys who are left off their top 25 list that I'm actually shocked that they're not on the list. Shocked. Including one local guy. So we'll get to that coming up next. What games we're excited about, which players we like. You like Drew Aller.
Yes.
We'll suss that out a little bit. I love this time of the year, Dory.
Me too.
We got a top 25 list of college quarterbacks.
It's great.
We got ball. But right now we're taking your calls on Omar Khan and how you feel about the Steelers giving him a three-year contract extension, 412-928-9370. Here's a text. Khan is just a numbers guy. You talk about Khan like he's some great GM. He's won nothing, and like everything else with this franchise, he's doing whatever Tomlin wants. Must be easy for Omar. Because whatever failures happen, they get thrown at the feet of Tomlin. Like, we all know Omar does something.
Yeah.
Like, you either win or you lose, and they haven't done enough winning. So I do agree with that point. It's a point we made in the last segment. But I don't think he's just a numbers guy. I mean, it's not like he wasn't part of the organization for multiple decades under Kevin Colbert. Like, if you ain't learning something about ball,
right, yeah,
then what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
I think Khan's a good dude. I think he's a super smart guy. Yeah, they haven't done enough winning. But they have changed the way that they operate. And I like that because, hey, I don't know what it's going to turn out to be this year, but they didn't just say, hey, we're going to keep doing the same thing. Yeah, they didn't get rid of the head coach. Yeah, they have the same offensive and defensive coordinators. I get all that. Half the damn starters are different, though. And that's a guy not sitting on his hands. That's a guy saying, hey, it hasn't worked. Let's retool this thing again and take another shot at it.
And how many picks do they have in the draft next year?
Well, and that's another thing. And I wanted to bring that up in the last segment, and I forgot. So thank you. They let a lot of people walk that weren't necessarily impactful for them. Now, Najee was impactful for them, but they let these guys walk, the Larry Ogunjobis of the world.
That aren't a part of their future.
That aren't a part of their future. You're right. And they played the comp pick game. They traded for DK Metcalf. They traded for Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey. They got Aaron Rodgers post-deadline after he was cut so that you are going to play that comp pick game. It's not going to count towards that. So not only did he overhaul this roster, but they're playing that game there, and now they have 12 picks upcoming in next year's draft. Again, I don't know what it's going to amount to, but I think it's good process, and I think that's him. I don't know that they were playing that game with Kevin Colbert at the end. And there are some teams that are better at it than not. The 49ers are good at it. The Rams are good at it. The Ravens have always been good at it. The Steelers never were, and now they are. I think that's all Omar Khan. To the phones?
Yes.
To Rocky in Blonox. Hi, Rocky.
Crowley, how you doing, man?
What up, buddy? You want to say hi to Doran, too?
Oh, hey, Doran. How you doing?
How you doing, Rocky?
There's some feedback in my radio. What's going on there, Nicholas?
Maybe turn your radio down, Rocky.
It is turned on, man. This isn't my first call.
Oh. What do you got for us? What do you think about this Omar extension?
Just on my way to work. I think it's great. Honestly,
Great call, Rocky. 412-928-9370. I don't think that was your fault, but why wouldn't he say hello to you, Doran? You're the star of the damn show.
I don't know. Maybe he doesn't like me.
Said hello to me, didn't say good morning to you, and then he called out Nicholas for something that wasn't Harry's fault.
Yeah.
But so far, he's the leader in the clubhouse for the Pantera at the Pavilion tickets at 412-928-9370.
Should have left him on hold then. You just let him go.
Well, it sounded like he was dropping off there, Harry. Call back, yell at him again, Rocky, if you're so inclined. 412-928-9370. We will take your texts, tweets, and calls on the Omar Khan extension. I want to get into this college football list here. Top 25 quarterbacks this upcoming season. Where is Eli Holstein on this list? Where is Drew Aller on this list? These draftable first-round quarterbacks, where'd they all fall? We'll get into it all coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Text us 412-928-9370. Text lines brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. $22 million in revenue for Pittsburgh businesses this weekend from the furries. That's the projection I saw.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's a lot.
That is a ton. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest furry convention in the world, right? I believe. Anthrocon here. I think it
the
is.
The one here?
I think it is.
Really?
I didn't know that. I remember looking that up before. I'll look it up again. People are dying to know that news. Yeah, I think it is.
Wow. Lucky me.
I know, dude. You're drafting around out there. You had no idea. Biggest furry convention in the entire world.
Didn't know that.
At least I think. I'll look that up in a second here. We're going to go over this top 25 list of college quarterbacks because one of them will be a Pittsburgh Steeler. One of them will be drafted by the black and gold in round one. But let's take a call here from Mark, who wanted to talk about Omar Khan. Mark from Jefferson. Hi, Mark. And he's gone.
What a day.
All right, here's the number one quarterback, Dorn. USA Today's top 25 list of college quarterbacks. Same one that Mel Kiper and Matt Miller of ESPN like, Cade Klubnik, Clemson. They are going to be really good this year, according to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They've taken a step back, which is weird because they've still been very good, but they haven't been a national championship contender for a few years now. I saw a mock draft the other day that had like 10 Tigers going in round one.
Well, you know why they've taken a step back, right?
Because of the lack of transfer portal success for one Dabo Swinney?
Correct.
And that's not even lack of success. That's just lack of trying.
Yeah, he just like was against it, but I think that they are, they're doing it now.
They've come around on it.
Yes.
It's funny how your principles can change
yes.
when you're not winning at a high level anymore. No, I just don't believe in it. I don't know why I made him like Texan. I don't believe in the
transfer
portal.
That's kind of what he sounds like, right?
I think he does. Yeah. He's kind of got that preacher vibe to him. So I think Klubnik's going to have a hell of a year. I would be shocked if he's not among the top three quarterbacks drafted because you look to project, but you probably want a guy that's doing some winning too. And I think that's going to happen for him. So the numbers are probably going to match up with the eye test, and it's going to look pretty good for Cade.
Yeah, he's going to have a lot of weapons. They have a decent schedule, obviously ACC schedule, but they have a pretty decent schedule. So you'll be able to see him play against some top-tier talent.
Well, week one.
Yeah.
Week one, Steelers fans, underline it, circle it, star it, get ready to watch LSU in Death Valley. But the other Death Valley.
Yes.
Taking on the Tigers. The other Tigers.
Yes.
It's LSU at Clemson. And so you'll have Garrett Nussmeier, who's also a projected first-round quarterback, going against Cade Klubnik. And you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait at all. You don't have to watch him against like Eastern Michigan or something like that. No offense to Eastern Directional Michigan. You get to watch those two guys go head-to-head in a big-time tilt right off the shoot. I'm jacked up.
I mean, there's a lot of good matchups the first week, right? I don't know if we've had it like this in a long time.
And they're on campus, too. You got Alabama at Florida State. So they're playing at Doak Campbell Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Florida State went 2-10 last year.
That's crazy.
I forgot about that.
Wouldn't they say the last time that happened? Ever?
I don't know that it ever happened.
I don't think it's ever happened.
They were, you know, a bad decision away from being in the playoff. And then the following, they were undefeated before their bowl game.
And their quarterback got hurt, right?
Quarterback got hurt, so they get left out, and then next thing you know, they're 2-10.
Oh,
and
man.
My God.
And now their quarterback's a kid from Boston College, Castellanos or whatever.
Yeah, I wanted him for Rich Rod. We'll see how that goes for him. So that week one, you got Alabama at Florida State, LSU at Clemson, Virginia Tech at South Carolina, all these games on campus. Now South Carolina important because they got Lenora Sellers.
Yep.
And then you wrap up week one, Doran. Notre Dame at Miami.
Wow.
Just put it right in my veins.
Yes. Yes.
Want to take a stab at who USA Today's number two quarterback is?
Arch Manning.
No. He's third.
Okay. Which so, I don't understand it. I mean, I do understand it clearly because of the name, the pedigree, but the guy hasn't done anything. Number two, Drew Aller.
You nailed it. Your guy. Drew Aller, they have as the second best quarterback. And I think they're projecting in what they're going to do, too, for this upcoming season. He's number two. Yeah, I understand Arch from a, hey, we think he's going to be pretty good standpoint. But I don't know that I personally, right now, if I'm drafting today, I don't take him ahead of any of these guys.
None.
I don't take him ahead of Klubnik. I don't take him ahead of Aller. I don't take him ahead of Nussmeier. I don't take him ahead of Sellers. I don't take him ahead of Levitt from Arizona State, because we've seen all these guys play a bunch. Arch Manning, for better or worse, and I'm not in the making the coaching decisions. I'm not Steve Sarkisian, but for better or worse, didn't beat out a guy who was seventh round pick. So he was third. Garrett Nussmeier, four from LSU. Sam Levitt of Arizona State, fifth.
Okay.
DJ Lagway of Florida, seventh.
He's
Sellers. Talented. John Mateer of Oklahoma is sixth. Lenora Sellers, they have eighth.
Wow.
So this isn't, again, them projecting where these guys are going to go in the draft, but just what kind of season they're going to have.
We got Texas, Ohio State to open in that first week, too?
Oh, you know what, Dorn? I didn't even write that one down. Yeah, we sure do.
Oh, my goodness.
At the Shoe.
Oh, my goodness.
So you got Arch Manning and Texas. Playoff team last year going on to take the defending national champions in their place. You think that game might be hyped up just a smidge? Just a smidge?
Is Carson Beck in the top 10?
Ninth for Miami.
He's ninth. So you're going to get three quarterbacks, top 10 quarterbacks, and I'm probably missing a few. Just the first week to open up college football.
They're going to be in some big time games.
Yes.
This is, and Starkey was talking about this on his show on Thursday. Said this is the most excited he's ever been.
Same.
About college football. We've been saying that for a while. Like, if you are a Pitt fan or a West Virginia fan or a Penn State fan, and yeah, you casually watch other games, which we all do, it's going to go beyond the casual watching this season.
Well, I mean, I have my top five list here. I mean,
oh, you're going top five.
But not in any order. Not in any order. I mean, but like, these are the games that I'm going to be paying attention to if I have the opportunity to do it. If Pitt does have a different time when these teams are on, like Lenora Sellers, there's two games. He's at LSU on October 11th.
Oh, so you got Nussmeier and Sellers.
Then he's at Bama October 25th, which is going to be a good game regardless.
Sorry,
it's at South Carolina. Drew Aller, there's two games obviously on their schedule that everybody knows about. That's Oregon and Ohio State. So he's going to have to play well. We know that in those games.
The Big Ten.
Those games, I mean, but he has to play well those games. That's the knock on him.
That is
no matter what.
That is it for Aller, because he's got the size, he's got the arm strength, he's got the mobility. He looks like Ben Roethlisberger, but he came up small in big moments, and I think he's got everything.
Mm-hmm.
But he does need to show it. Like, he's going to be, and I want to be clear on this too. He's going to be probably a top 10 pick, no matter what. Like, unless he just falls completely on his face, and I don't think any of us think he's going to do that. But in order for him to be the number one drafted player, the number one overall pick in the draft. Yeah, those are the games. Like, yeah, he's going to put up numbers against, like, the Purdue's of the world. Yeah. I haven't looked at their schedule.
Indiana.
Yeah.
Iowa. Rutgers.
Like, those games, those are the games he puts up numbers in.
But he has to do that, too.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, he can't just not. He has to put up numbers, big numbers, in those games, and he has to put up numbers in the two games that are on their schedule that everybody circles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to ball every game. You can't just harp on the run game. You can't just lean back on that run game, those two running backs you have.
They're back again.
It's going to help, but that can't be your offense. If you're Drew Aller, I mean, if you're Penn State, yeah, that's your offense. That's where, you know, where your bread and butter is. But if you're Drew Aller, you have to be the reason why they win games.
Yeah, you can't do the thing against Ohio State. They tried to drag him into the mud a la Michigan. They're trying the Michigan formula. You're supposed to have the advantage because you got Drew Aller. Let him be.
Exactly.
Andy Kotelnicki, get it done. All right, let's do more of this when we come back.
I got my next three.
Because I and you are very excited about college football. We're only 59 days away, by the way, from the first Sunday of the NFL season. Don't let me ever laugh like that again. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. If you want to weigh in on the Steelers contract extension for Omar Khan, we can talk about that too. 412-928-9370. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Mark Caboli going to join us for a full hour. If Steelers fans are hoping that if the team were to trade TJ Watt, they could get a first round pick in return. Well, one insider says that's not likely. We'll tell you who said it and why they said it in that 8 o'clock hour with Mark Caboli. Right now, we're looking at a USA Today ranking of the top 25 quarterbacks in all of college football. And there's reason to believe, good reason to believe, that one of these 25 guys will be a Steeler because they're going to be trying to draft one in round one. They have Kevin Jennings at SMU as the 10th best quarterback.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's little.
Yeah, that's why, like, this isn't...
Oh, yeah, this isn't like a prospect. This is more like college football quarterback playing college football this year.
Yes. Like, what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. That makes sense, though.
So that's another ACC guy. Haynes King at Georgia Tech, they have 14th.
Good player. Tough.
Yeah.
Tough player.
Nearly 3,000 yards of offense last year, 25 total touchdowns. Trying to see if there's any other ACC guys on here. Darian Mensah, aptly named to be at Duke, he had a great season at Tulane and yep. transferred to the to Duke.
Yep. Yep. Who's Notre Dame's quarterback this year?
He's not on this list.
I don't even know who. I mean, the backup quarterback, I think, transferred as well, and obviously Riley Leonard got drafted.
Right.
I have no idea who their quarterback is this year. And they're, I think they're picked, what, preseason number one?
Yeah. I don't know who their quarterback is. But he's not on this list. Neither is Eli Holstein. I thought he might have been on a top 25 list.
He's probably right outside of it.
I would think.
You know, battled injuries last year, and, you know, towards the second half of the season, we all know what happened. So, he was, what, in the top 10 of Heisman race throughout the first, what, five games of the season?
Yeah.
So,
Pitt was 7-0 in the top 25. I mean, we were talking potential playoff at the time, and it wasn't like we were creating storylines out of thin air. I mean, that was the reality at the time. And then not only did he get banged up, the offensive line got all banged up. And so if your offensive line's not in a good spot and you're not healthy, then, yeah, you're not going to be the same guy. If he had played all year and the line had stayed healthy, he would be on this list.
Mm-hmm.
He'd probably be closer to top 15, I would think.
Yep.
So reason for Pitt fans to be excited, but no, he's not on this list. You said you had your top five quarterbacks. Who are they?
I had Sellers, Aller, in no order. Sellers, Aller already, and then Arch Manning. I mean, these are the guys that I'm going to be paying attention to. The top five guys this year in two particular games that I am going to invest some time into if I have the time to do it. Obviously, Arch Manning, Texas, Ohio State, that's to kick off the season. I mean, who's not going to be watching that game? That's a great test for Arch Manning.
Lee Corso's last game on college game day,
that's his last game, right. That's right. His last game on game day. And then I have, for Arch Manning, Texas hosting Arkansas. And the only reason why I have that, that's November 22nd. Arkansas is always one of those teams that is always, you know, they're always decent and they can beat you, or they always keep it a game. They've always been like that. They're kind of like a thorn in your side. And the only reason why I have that game that I want to pay attention to for Arch Manning is because that is the following week after they play at Georgia.
Oh,
I could have easily just picked, you know,
little
Georgia.
Trap game.
Yeah. I want to see how he responds to after they play Georgia. I mean, they may beat Georgia. They may route Georgia, but that's always going to be a tough game.
I like that from you.
I want to see how Arch Manning is the week after playing Georgia, playing an Arkansas team at home, and you're thinking you may be riding high, thinking that you beat Georgia, or you might get whooped, and you're like, not riding so high. So I like that game.
You got me over here just smiling because it's a July 7th. And this is such a pivotal quarterback year for the Steelers. I mean, even Justin Fields and Kenny Pickett, what he's going to do in Cleveland, and Russell Wilson, like, that's all intriguing, too. And then you think about college, and you're here you are talking about Arkansas.
Arkansas.
It got me going.
The Razorbacks.
Oh, Fayetteville.
The Razorbacks. Garrett Nussmeier, clearly LSU, at Clemson August 30th to kick off the season. And then LSU is at Alabama November 8th. Cade Klubnik. Another guy to round out this list, Clemson at North Carolina is one of my games.
Do they have Notre Dame, I wonder, Clemson this year?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. And then
Eli Holstein got Notre Dame coming to town.
Then Clemson SMU is October 18th. A bonus guy that I'll be able to see up close is Carson Beck. Last game of the season against Pitt.
He's got a chance.
Yeah.
He's got a chance. He's got a ball out. But the way too early mock draft for going into last year Carson Beck was like a top five pick.
He's top five, yeah.
And then, I mean, it wasn't going to go well for him. So then he transfers. And he could play himself back into that conversation, too. There'll be guys that we view as the top tier dudes that'll, one or two of them will fall off, and a couple of other guys will play their way in. Fayetteville.
Mm-hmm.
Little Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I think Eli Holstein, had he not been injured, had the line not been injured, he probably would have been on this list. And that's our injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. An insider says that the Steelers, if they traded T.J. Watt, shouldn't expect a first-round pick in return. Who's the insider and why? We'll talk to Mark Cabali about that, among other things, for the next full hour of your radio listening pleasure. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions today. Hot, high of 89, low of 70, 55% chance of rain later on in the day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.